And you know what they call the kind of sort of crusty part on the outside of the bacon?
Fat.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, you gotta do fat. And then sometimes they cut it off and you can buy those things.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it called the rind?
Right.
Like
pork rind.
Yes, yes. Okay, the kind of meat that comes in. Oh, I know. It's pork stuff, too. It's ground up and it's got spices and stuff in it, and people have it at breakfast.
Or sausage.
Yes. And now, a man who makes his living by, you know, working with meat and cutting up meat and grinding.
A butcher.
Mm-hmm. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has
spoiled.
Do you know what people do with the meat from the head of a...
Of a what?
Of a hog. Have you ever heard of anything called sow?
No.
Head cheese?
No.
Okay. Anything from the liver?
What about the liver?
Yeah, these are kind of just the things you've ever heard of, questions. Now, we better move right along.
I know about giblet gravy.
Oh, you know about giblet
gravy?
Yeah,
like all kind of junk goes into that.
Yeah.
Hearts.
Oh, that's true. Okay, this you'll know. If you've kept butter too long and it didn't taste right, you say it's gotten...
sour.
Have you ever heard they call it rancid?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of... when milk gets sour, you say it... What do you say happens?
Spoiled.
Spoiled. Soured. Sour. You ever heard anybody say it's clabbered?
No.
Curdled?
Curdled, I guess.
Okay, let's see. If something like milk or anything, if you wanted to get, like if it had some sediment in it, in order to get the sediment out, you'd have to... You poured it through a cloth, you'd say you were...
Filtering it, I don't know.
Let's strain.
Strain it.
Okay. You know what you call a pan, a type of pie that's baked in a deep dish, and it's like, you know, with peaches, and it's got peaches maybe, or I guess apple. But it's got like a layer of crust, and then a layer of fruit, and a layer of crust. And, you ever heard of cobbler?
The cobbler, yes.
Yeah, I think I don't describe it very well.
I'm good at cooking, too. I'm just
with my cooking.
Farm from cooking, I'll be good.
Yeah, I really got you on all your specialties, I can tell. I wish we had a part of that musical instrument. You're good at that. Okay, if somebody has a good appetite, you say, well, he really likes to put away his...
The food, dinner.
We were talking about gravy. If it was something... I guess like gravy, but it was sweet. Like if they had milk and it was sort of a sweet stick and stuff, and you pour it over like a pudding, maybe or something. What would you call that? Would you call it a sauce?
Yeah, sauce.
Okay. Now, food that you take between meals, you call it
snack.
Now, talking about breakfast and eating, you would say, now tomorrow at 9 o'clock, I will.
Eat breakfast.
Yes. Yesterday at that time I had already
eaten breakfast.
And last week, every day
I ate breakfast.
what sort of hot beverage do people often drink at breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. If you're talking about making coffee, you say your mother
made the coffee.
Now when you are thirsty, what do you drink?
Water or Coke.
Okay. And what do you drink it out of it? It's water or whatever.
A glass.
Yeah. And, all right, now you might say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
And you might say, I didn't...
break it.
But
my brother broke it.
But my brother had...
broken it.
All right, okay. Well, you know you're putting that on me. You're so good at this. You can do it for me.